Guide for Completing My Health Passport. Adapted in 2024 by Accessible Format Service, Blind Low Vision New Zealand, Auckland. The logo at the top of the page, HDC Health and Disability Commissioner, Te Toihau Hauora Hoatanga. Contents: Introduction, Update Information, 1. Personal Details, 2. This is what I want to tell you about myself, 3. Communication, 4. Decision Making, 5. Important People in My Life, 6. Things to Know When Providing Health Services, 7. Safety and Comfort, 8. Moving Around, 9. Daily Activities, and 10. Other Helpful Information. Acknowledgements and Disclaimer. Introduction. My Health Passport is a tool you can share to assist your effective care when using health and disability services. It is not intended as a health, legal, or diagnostic tool. This guide will help you to complete My Health Passport. It explains what information to give under each heading. It also gives some examples of the information you may want to include. Please note that the examples in this guide under various sections are for reference only and may not cover all key information that applies to you. You may wish to get assistance from your support person, doctor, therapist, or specialist to complete certain sections. If you are completing My Health Passport on someone else's behalf or assisting someone to complete it, please make sure that you read this guide carefully and cover all the possible situations that may apply to the person. Updated information. On page 1 of My Health Passport, there is a question about updated information. This means that if you have a medication list, a specialist letter, or something important about your health, you can tick the Yes circle and put a copy of these in the sleeve at the back of the health passport. Health services will look at this information and see if they need to do anything more. Note, you should store information in an envelope attached to your printed booklet. 1. Personal details. Remember that completing My Health Passport is optional. You can decide how much information to give under each section and may choose not to complete some sections. Any information you provide is confidential and supports your care with the health services. Some information can be used for statistics. However, no identifying information will be shared. Why am I being asked for? A. National Health Index, NHI number. The NHI number will assist in identifying you, and this avoids any mix-up. Do not worry if you don't know this number. The health service can access this. B. Ethnicity. Health services use this information to understand who uses their service and to respond to specific cultural needs. C. Address. Your address assists in identifying you. It also means the health service can send information to your home. D. Telephone numbers. Phone numbers may be used to contact you about your health matters or to remind you about appointments. They can also be used to verify your identity. E. Email. An email address allows health services to send you information such as public notices. Some people need and prefer contact only by email, and this is your personal preference. F. Disability alert. Disability alerts are records of what people need when using a health service. For example, a wheelchair for mobility. Not everyone has one, but health services are encouraging people with specific needs to get one. G. General practitioner, GP or doctor. If your GP has made the referral, stating your GP's name helps the health service confirm they are treating the right person. It also helps when they need to share information with your GP. And H. Dependents. Health services want to know if you have any responsibilities that, in an emergency, would need to be managed while you are with the health service. These are called dependents. For example, you have a pet that needs feeding or children at school. 2. This is what I want to tell you about myself. In this section, it is helpful to provide details of any disability or impairment you may have. You may choose to write here about your impairment or other health condition or conditions. You can give as much or as little information as you like. You can include any formally diagnosed disability. You can include any formally diagnosed disability or medical condition. For example, cerebral palsy or diabetes. You can give a detailed description of your condition and the assistance you require. For example, I need a person to walk with me. It can be useful for the health service to know what affects your ability to do everyday tasks. For example, cerebral palsy affects my speech. 3. Communication. In this section, give information on A. your preferred language, B. any other language you can use, C. if you need an interpreter for languages, D. how you may communicate, for example, gestures in writing, E. what equipment, if any, you require to communicate, for example, talk board, and F. what people should do when having a discussion. For example, look directly at me all the time or ask yes or no questions. Examples of important information. A. If you use specific equipment, include information on how to use the equipment. B. Provide information about how to start the conversation again if it was not understood the first time. C. Provide meanings of symbols and pictures that you may use. 4. Decision-making. Everyone has the right to decide what happens to them. This section in your My Health Passport is essential if you want people to know that you need assistance or have specific requirements so that you can make an informed decision about any aspect of health service engagement. For example, I need my health choices written down so that I can read them a few times before deciding the approach I think is best for me. Example, my family member needs to be at every meeting to assist me in making decisions, and this may include my health needs or simply what I will eat and drink. If you have a legal representative, such as an enduring power of attorney, you can appoint one for yourself, or a welfare guardian, usually set by the court, please give that person's details in this section. An advance directive is a written or oral directive by which you choose a future healthcare procedure, and it is intended to be effective only when you are not competent to make the decision. If you have written your advance directives, the healthcare professional may need to see these to ensure you provide information on who has the directives or where they can be found. From a cultural perspective, decision-making can sometimes be a collective process involving the family and whānau. Your family and whānau can also assist to advocate your cultural and health needs and support you in making decisions when you are unwell. Therefore, it is important to include any specific cultural needs or preferences in your My Health Passport, particularly regarding how and who you would like to make these decisions on your behalf. 5. Important people in my life. Health services contact people only if you have asked them to or if there is an urgent matter. They will disclose necessary information only to contact people. They will not disclose everything about you. For many reasons, it is a good idea to write down the names of people the health services can contact. For example, you may be unable to speak or advise the health service because of being unwell. For example, you could be distressed and the contact people know how best to assist you. Remember, these people can be anyone you choose. 6. Things to know when providing health services. It is a good idea to try to provide as much information as possible so that health services can assist you fully. You should include information about things that others may not usually think about. For example, letting them know what signs to look for when you experience pain. For example, any allergies you may have. For example, the medication you are taking. 7. Safety and comfort. Safety and comfort are essential not only for you but for the health service team. Health services want to ensure that your health requirements are met well. Please add any detail in this section that you think will assist health services in meeting your needs. For example, I feel nervous in closed spaces. If possible, I would prefer to be next to a window. 8. Moving around. In this section, try to provide as many details as possible about what you need from staff and the health services regarding moving around. For example, I use a wheelchair all the time and I transfer without assistance. As I use my wheelchair for all mobility, please always leave my wheelchair next to my bed. 9. Daily activities. In this section, try to provide as many details as possible about what you need from staff and the health services regarding your daily activities. For example, I prefer to dress in private. I will dress and then ask someone to do up my buttons. I am not at risk of falling. If I need any assistance, I will tell you. 10. Other helpful information. This section is where you explain other points that you believe would make your healthcare more successful, meaning you will receive the service required to meet your needs. This is the section where you can let people know about your religious and cultural preferences and any other information you think is important for receiving effective healthcare. For example, I have false teeth and need to keep them in my bedside cabinet. To provide feedback on this guide, please contact Health and Disability Commissioner PO Box 1791, Auckland 1140. Free phone 0800 112233. Email healthpassport@hdc.org.nz. End of guide for completing My Health Passport.